Change starts and stops with a WTF moment. The first is, what the fuck am I doing? We finally wake up to the reality that our life is not what we want it to be. The denial is done. We have to ask ourselves the hard questions. If we never have that moment, nothing changes. The next WTF is walking towards fear. If you aren't willing to find your growth edges and take steps in a new and likely scary direction, again, nothing changes. This podcast is a space to explore open and honest conversations around creating change in our personal worlds, which honestly has become my favorite adventure yet. Thanks for following along. Welcome to another episode of Bite Size Bits. I'm not sure what you're chewing on at the moment, but I have some thoughts for you today. So I want to talk about something that's come up a lot in conversations recently, and that is the formative power and creative power of language. I feel like it's something I heard a lot growing up, right? Like, words matter. And I was like, yeah, that's cute. Like, And the more I've been in this world of kind of personal development, personal awareness, growth, leadership, coaching, all the things, I've heard that sentiment, words matter, and I've heard it with like new ears, if that makes sense. And the reason why I find it so important, to the point where I've decided to make a bite-sized bit about this today for you, is because words are not actually just descriptive. They are formative, they're creative. And I want to let you know that you are also creative. And I don't care if you're an engineer. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you're, you know, the world's most data-driven analytic person. You are creative. I don't think you're creative. I don't believe you to be creative. I know that you are creative. And how do I know, you ask? Well, I know that you are creative because I have spent a lot of time in a tent. And before you think I'm off my rocker, which you may think whatever you'd like, my rocker is just fine. Thanks for asking. I know that you're creative because if you have never been in a tent, or maybe you have been in a tent, so you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about here, I want to paint a picture for you. Sit back, close your eyes. Unless you're driving, keep those eyes open on the road. Hands at 10 and 2. But I really want to paint you this picture. And we're going to start with, you've had a long day. You have a heavy backpack on your back with everything that you need in that bag to survive. You have stuff to filter water. You have this tiny little stove where you have to light it with a lighter to get dinner going. You have a tent in there, a sleeping bag. If you're lucky, maybe you have an inflatable pillow. Living in luxury out here today. And you've been hiking for miles and you're kind of tired. So you get into camp and you set up. You're like, I'm going to pop this tent up. I know how to do this. And you get yourself ready for the night, blah, blah, blah. You do all the things you need to do. And it starts getting less light out, meaning the darkness is encroaching. It is getting darker and darker and you're getting more and more tired. So you're like, you know what? I'm just going to turn in early tonight. Sun's just about down. I can't see a whole lot anyway. I'm not going to waste the headlight batteries, blah, blah, blah. And so you lie down and you're like, wow, my body's tired too. Like, I'm going to be out pretty quick tonight. And all of a sudden, as you're lying there, you know, getting yourself ready to go to bed, to wake up to do it again the next morning, maybe 10 meters from your tent, you hear a stick break. And your mind goes wild, right? All of a sudden, you are creating scenario, on possibility, on options, on things that could be, right? Your senses are super alert. You are hyper vigilant of your own thinking. What was that? Right? That's probably the first thought that popped in your head. What was that? And then your mind is creating options. Oh, could it be a bear? Could it be a mountain lion? Could it be a rattlesnake? Can rattlesnakes break sticks? I don't know. Could be. What about a coyote? Are there wolves in this area? Right? Is it an elephant? You're like, nope, I'm in New Hampshire. We don't have elephants here. But your mind starts to create possibilities. And 9 times out of 10, the possibilities in that particular environment, in that particular scenario, the possibilities that your mind creates will produce fear. I am speaking from personal experience. Can you tell? Right? If you've never been in a tent, reach out to me. We got to get you overnight in a tent. There's some growth available there for you. But the reason that I share that example, right, is because if your mind can create fear in that moment, just like that, boop, it can also create other things. Your mind can create joy. It can create gratitude. It can create contentment. It can create opportunities. It can create money. It can create possibility. It can create love. It can create whatever you want to create. But that creation starts with language. It starts with how we're thinking, right? If we look at the idea of thinking as this internal language that, again, is very, very formative in our world, I want to look at the example of a forest fire. This is something that popped into my mind when I was creating this episode, because a forest fire in and of itself doesn't create fear, right? It's our thinking around that fire that creates our experience of it. So for example, when I was on the PCT and I had my own 2 feet and I was far too close for my own comfort to a forest fire, my thinking was really nervous and really fearful, to the point where my friend Andrew, who I was hiking with, he was on the podcast previously as Power Plant, should you have been following along that long, he was like, whoa, Christina, I have never seen you this nervous, this fearful. And I was like, yeah, I've never been this fucking close to a forest fire, dude. Like, this is a new experience for me. I didn't quite know what to do with that. And because I was thinking, what if the wind picks up? What if it comes up that hillside? What if it jumps that tree line? What if I have to drop my pack and run? What if I can't keep up, right? I started creating all these scenarios that made no sense, right? And my mind was strongly trying to keep me alive. So like A plus to my brain, survival brain working just fine. Thanks for asking. But this is what I mean by the fire itself didn't create those feelings for me. It was my thinking around that fire. Let's take somebody else, right? If I am a wildland firefighter, I hear about a fire or I see a fire or I'm just as close to a fire as I personally was, and my thinking is now, all right, time to go to work. That's very different, right? It's, I know how to handle this. This is what I do. Okay, Charlie, you take that hose. I don't know like what other thoughts firefighters think, but my point here is to demonstrate the fire did not create my experience of the fire. I created my experience of the fire through my thinking about it, through the way I was creating the fire with my language in my own head. And I hope that example kind of highlights, again, the power of how important language is. And this is where I want to transition to something different. Different but related. This is so important because so often we create ourselves in our minds to be not the best, to put it really lightly. We are not always kind to ourselves with the way that we paint pictures of who we are, right? We're like, I'm lazy, I'm not motivated, I'm not disciplined, I'm not this, I'm not that, blah, 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 blah. And all that's really unproductive. So I've been working with a one-on-one coach myself this year. His name is Moritz Lembert. Moritz, you rock. I don't know if he listens to this podcast, but if you do, shout out. And he's been really helping me to see that whatever it is that I want to be creating, and there's so much that I want to be creating, so much. But the first thing I have to learn how to do is to create myself in my own mind of who I am and like how I'm showing up, because that's the most important part. That's where everything stems from. So per his request and per my desire to share with you guys, right, a little bit more about who I am based on bite-sized bits, right? This is my perspective. There's also some universal truth to this, right? If you want to fight me on our thinking, creating our experience, send me an email. We can have a duel. We can battle it out. Maybe with like a forest fire on either side of us and winner takes all. But I really want to share with you who I am, because this was some deep excavation work that we did together. And it's been really powerful for me to claim, right, and create who I am in this context through my own language. So I'm going to share with you in a minute a document that I created through the conversations I've had with my coach. And I really want to invite you, before I share it, that this is available to you. And I can hear you already. Stop that. Cut it out. You're like, Christina, maybe it's available to other people, but it's not available to me. And to that I say, also, thinking that is unhelpful, it is available to you. If you're curious more about this process, let me know. I'm happy to talk a bit more about it. I'm also happy to have individual conversations if people are interested in it. But I want to now share with you who I am and how I am continuously creating myself in a really powerful way. And this is not affirmations. These are not like, oh, it'd be really nice if I had some more of these qualities. This is very much exactly who I am and who I'm creating myself to be all the time. So with that, I want you to hear this, and thank you for letting me share with you who I am. It's something that I'm quite proud of and quite nervous to share. Both of those things can be true, right? It feels kind of vulnerable to share in some capacity, just out on the internet, this is who I am. And yet I'm doing it. I'm going for it. And you'll see why in a moment. But with that, let me share with you who I am. I am a giver of limitless love and endlessly lovable. I am a connector in moments both big and small. I am that I love to add challenge into my life. I am the only one who can ever push me. I am choosing to play the longest game possible, the game of life. I am a goddamn Olympian. I am that my body and my health are perfectly my creation. I am radiantly and timelessly beautiful. I am the finding of constant wonder. I am an expanse of boundless creative ideas and endeavors. I am a magician with my time. I am in total ownership of my life. I am the presence that does not hide in corners, but instead is felt throughout a room. I am that my whole life is funny. Oh, that one gets me every time. I am that nothing is ever serious. I am that inconvenience does not exist. I am that my mind is my greatest gift. I am unlimited energy. I am the celebration of no thing too small. I am the sharing of the perfect words at the perfect time. I am wisdom beyond my years, and I show up according to that wisdom. I am here now. I am the understanding that tomorrow is not guaranteed. I am the ruthless defender of living, truly living, for myself and for my clients. I am dedicated to changing my mind and redeciding as I go. I am happiness in any direction that my life moves. I am she who walks towards fear with an unmatched level of knowingness and self-trust. This is who I am and who I create myself to be, and my parents named me Christina. So if you just listen to all of that, thank you. Thank you for hearing me create myself, hopefully in your mind and in my mind as well. And if you've been here for a while, you probably heard my friend Daryl share his document on who he is. And maybe there's part of you saying like, that's such fucking bullshit. And that's okay, right? You can have that perspective as well. And it doesn't take away how powerful this is for me and for so many people who have gone through this process. And this was about finding my own growth edge. Like, oh, again, putting this out on the internet. Feels interesting. People may think it's total BS. And their thinking that it's BS doesn't change anything, right? That is their perception of this experience. And for me, it's, wow, this is really powerful. I read this every morning and every night. I'm in the process of memorizing it so that I have it with me at all times. And it's been really important for my life. So this is my invitation to you today to really start taking a closer look at the language that you use when you create yourself, right? So when you're trying to do something different and you're like, oh, I just can't do that thing, right? I'm not driven enough. That's an identifier. I'm not driven. Meanwhile, me over here, right? Yeah, me. I'm an expansive, boundless, creative ideas and endeavors. When I think that, man, shit opens up in my world. So this, again, is an invitation for you just to start getting curious about who you're creating yourself to be, and very much an open door if you're curious about this process. If you want to reach out and say, hey, that was really powerful for me to hear you speak, excellent. No worries if you don't. But with that, share this with someone that you want to have a conversation with about the power of language. Maybe you want to start by creating a friend in your life to be more amazing for themselves to step into that possibility before you do it for yourself. Sure. Excellent. That's great. But for now, I want to stop here and say the power of language is important. The power of our thinking, that internal language, is the most important thing you will probably ever look at. And this is my invitation to you to start doing that more often. So rock on, enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck. GLDD, as we used to say on the PCT, which is good luck, don't die. I hope things are going well for you. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.